Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Eddie Carnett. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orval Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orval Grove. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second. The first baseman, George Metkovich. Batting third. The right fielder, Tom McBride. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Emmett O'Neill. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Emmett O'Neill. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Grove. Metkovich moves to third. McBride moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee takes first base on ball four. Tabor moves to second. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tabor moves to third. Partee moves to second. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Turner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up towards first. Metkovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Carnot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnot hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Emmett O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Neill for the out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 1 in the game. Culberson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker who is chasing the ball. Culberson reaches third base with a triple. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Culberson scores. Two outs. It's 4 to nothing, Red Sox. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. McBride hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Turner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carnot throws the ball into Schock who tags Doerr, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a line drive into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0 for 1 in the game. Schock takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trotsky takes first base on ball 4. Schock moves to second. Eddie Carnot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnot is 0 for 1 in the game. Carnot hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schock scores. Trotsky moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello takes first base on ball 4. Trotsky moves to third. Carnett moves to second. Mike Riba now pitching. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-1 in the game. Turner hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Partee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Grove moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Grove moves to third. One out. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Schock strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metkovich for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-2 in the game. McBride hits a pop-up towards third. Cuccinello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Doerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich scoops it up and throws to first, with Ryba covering, for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vince Castano now catching. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Partee bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Tabor moves to second. One out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsom hits a pop-up towards third. Cuccinello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ryba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryba is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ryba hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott pinch hits for Orville Grove. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Humphreys now pitching. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Culberson strikes out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carnett. Metkovich reaches second base with a double. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-3 in the game. McBride hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Metkovich moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tabor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metkovich scores. Johnson scores. Doerr moves to second. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Partee hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 3 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schalk for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Doerr. Trosky moves to second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cuccinello hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trosky scores. Carnett moves to second. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ribo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Merle Hogue now playing right field. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 3 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Riba bunts in front of the plate. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Newsom moves to second. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Culberson hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Carnett chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Webb. Webb fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Webb. Newsom scores. Culberson moves to third. It's 8-2, Red Sox. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metkovich for the out. Culberson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 4 in the game. McBride hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ribo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels pinch hits for Johnny Humphreys. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Metkovich settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Metkovich. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.